Victor, is that you?
Señor Dennis, how are you?
Good, buddy. How's it going?
Well, my Mondays and Fridays, believe me, is tough days. We are flying everywhere. I can be here in the office. I can be in the yard. I can be driving. I can be in the
Mexico.
Bank, I can be in Mexico. I can be changing a tire. I don't know, man. It's crazy. So anyway, let me know.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for calling me back. Yep. I did get your originally your approval was it was only for, I'm trying to find it. I think it was only for like 46,000 or so. So I was able to get it bumped up with an explanation and everything up to 73,346. So if you want, I can just.
73,000?
Yep, 73,346. So it's not quite where obviously you want it to be, but the good news is it is renewable and it's fairly short term. It's 11 months. So in 5.5 months, you'll be eligible to renew your terms. They'll give you a longer term, obviously, with more funds and a lower cost of funds as well. So they actually put the payment in here wrong. It did come back as a daily payment.
Mm-hmm.
And the daily payment comes out to $430.38. That's for 22 business days out of the month, actually. So that's pretty much how it works. If you were able to pay it off early, if you guys want to do that, they do give you a benefit to pay it off early. It's a decent amount. I believe it's 6% of the actual payment stream, I believe. I have to double check. I know they changed it recently, but they're not going to penalize you, I guess, for paying it off early. But I think it's a good start for you guys. It's obviously not where we wanted to be initially, but it does include you on the loan, so it does help your business credit. You're included on it in the future. So if you're looking to help build your business credit along with the company as well, it'll help accomplish that. It's going to stay off your personal credit, so it won't affect either one of your personal credit in any negative way by any means. So if you were to purchase a house or a car or something like that, they're not going to say, oh, you have a $73,000 loan on your personal credit. We can't do anything for you. It's not going to report that way. But it does help your business credit, like I said.
So what about if we move it to 2 years and I just give you like $200?
Unfortunately, I can ask for a longer term, but it's not going to be much longer. I mean, if anything, they might give you 15 months or something like that, but I doubt it. I fought pretty hard to get this approval, to be honest with you. And it's just because it's nothing against you guys. It's just because you're a fairly new company, and obviously you're very well established at this point for how new you are, but it's also in the industry of trucking. We see a lot of companies come and go, and you probably see that too. A lot of guys, they can fall back on the fact they can become owner-operators and join a contract or something like that. I know you guys are trying to grow a company, and you're actually growing a really good one. But I think it's just from the industry standard as far as across the board, that's what they've seen. They've seen quite a bit of default and stuff like that, so they're a little hesitant. But I made them completely understand that you guys are in a perfect location and a great hub. You guys kind of have a specialty that you offer as well. So, as far as how you're doing it, you definitely stand out. But ultimately, it's more of I think it's more at this point just a foot in the door, and then it's going to be much better for you once you get a little bit more established. Yeah. And if you ever wanted to pay it down to below 50%, if you get an opportunity to do that, obviously that won't happen right away. You need the funds to be delegated for the business. But, it's something you can do, and then it's
the main total is 104
for the payback amount.
Yeah,
sounds about right. So what was it? 430.38 times 22.
$21,000 back to you, and you are just giving me 73. So it's almost a 40%, not 6%.
That comes up as on the actual dollar. It's let's see here. Actually, I found your original approval. It was 46,000 was the original approval. And it was actually, the original approval was also 45 cents on the dollar. This one's actually 42 cents on the dollar. So it's a little bit less. Same term, 11 months. But they just increased the loan amount by about 30,000.
Yeah, this is like, instead of 6% you're saying, it's almost 45%. 42%.
I think whenever I said 6%, I was saying we lend up to 6% of your annual sales. As far as these loans go, they don't have an APR it doesn't annualize. You're not going to accrue any more interest over time. You know, unless there was a situation where you had to. I mean, I haven't even heard this ever happening before, but unless you defaulted or something like that, there might be more cost incurred, but I doubt it. But and I don't think that's going to happen. But no, these loans they're not annualized. There's no APR, so you end up paying a fixed cost for the funds. But I was probably saying that you will lend anywhere from 6% to 10% of your annual sales, I think, is where that confusion happened. But
like for $200 times 22 days is this times 15 months. Oh no, 200 times 22 times 15. Oh no, it's not even that.
What were you trying to figure out?
I'm trying to figure out the lowest I can give you.
Okay, but so you're trying to.
I'm trying to figure out the highest I can give you.
Let me see here. I'm going to try to look at something real quick myself.
Oh, it's too high.
Well, is there something you guys could work with monthly that would be more beneficial to you?
The thing is that even though if I move it to 15 months, it doesn't help too much. It still goes like the 350.
Right. I mean, it would give you an extra 66 payments, but I mean, I don't even know that they would honor another 15 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow. So 350 times 22 times. Why is not, let me see, 430 you said, times 22 times 11. Okay. So 350 times 22 times. So around 300. 3 times 22 times 15. Wow, no, it's 325. No, it's too high. 325 times 22.
Were you trying to figure out like a monthly payment that would be more beneficial for you, or?
Yeah, it will be around 320 times 22 times 15 months. 105, yeah. Yeah, it's like 320, 350. Yeah, the thing is that it's too short and it's too high and it's too daily.
It's going to be daily, unfortunately, at least initially. You can prepay it early if you wanted to. If you wanted to pay a month in advance, you can obviously do that. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, they do take it out daily. And the reason they do that is just because it's actually called a micro business loan. So that way, they can see a lot of payments in a short amount of time so that you will qualify for better financing in the future as far as longer terms, more traditional type financing, you know, things of that nature too.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you could give me $250,000 in 5 years, I will go for it. But $73,000 daily, $430,000. I mean, take a look. $430 times 22. It's a $9,000 monthly payment. I mean, if you give me $250,000, and I give you. And 5 years is 60 months. I can give you $4,000 a month. That's a good deal. You see what I'm saying?
Well, is there a specific amount that you need right now? Because if we go shorter term, the cost does get a lot less.
No, I know. But if we go 250 and 5 years, I can give you monthly payments of $4,000.
We unfortunately don't have that.
Yeah,
in the last three-year approval I had was the last three-year approval I had was about 3 years ago, and it was for a company that was, I think they may have actually been a transportation company, to be honest with you, but they've been around for about 35 years, and I think they had like 250 employees or something. They were just extremely established, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so monthly was the reason I ask if there's a, you know, a specific amount you need right now is because if you didn't take the full amount, you would have access to more funds within the first 90 days. But it's up to you on how you wanted to go about it, really. I mean, we could go with a shorter amount now. Like, you know, if you want, like...
The problem is the 430 times 22. That's a monthly payment of $9,000, right? $9,500.
So you're thinking a monthly payment of around $4,000 would be better?
Yeah, because then you reduce it half, yeah. So instead of being 430... You divide it by 215, yeah, that's a good deal, you know.
Let me see if I can mess around with the numbers. I know we can't, you know, go any higher. That's the maximum amount. So the way these loans work is you're capped out at a daily payment of $430.38.
Uh-huh.
Let me see what I can do, and I might be able to work something out. This can be better for you guys.
Yeah, because the thing is to help us not to pay too much in front, and we want to refinance because we want the cash. But if all the cash I'm giving you to you too soon, then I'm not going to be able to inject cash to my company. So if you can reduce it to half, definitely that will help us.
Yeah, let me see what I can do. I'll see if I can do something at least to help you out now, then hopefully put you in a situation where you're able to renew maybe even sooner.
Uh-huh.
and go that route.
Okay. Okay. You let me know.
All right. Will do. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.